It's your lucky day. Maybe you remember this song. I'll sing it for you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Praying without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'm going to be singing the whole rest of this podcast, so hang in there. Well, no, not really. But that is where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slaya. It is Thanksgiving weekend, and tomorrow is Turkey Day. I just got my turkey. Yeah, I grew it. Well, I didn't grow it, but somebody grew it. We butchered it. It weighs in at a paltry 31 pounds. I think it might fit in the oven, maybe, but it should be good. And then that means we have no podcast Thursday or Friday. I'll be too full watching football and doing all my Christmas shopping on Black Friday. Just kidding. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Going into the new year, going to switch some things up, going to change our theme music. A few things like that. Tell me what you think. Hey, also topics for the new year. I'm collecting those now, so get them into me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Christmas shopping, wellbuiltbody.com. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Now this is three verses, but they're really summed up in these short little concise lines. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So all the way back in 2008, scientists did this study where they studied the brain's activity of people thinking and feeling gratitude and thoughts of thanksgiving. What they found was that a mindset of thanksgiving caused synchronization or synchronization. Obviously, I don't have the brains to catch up with this. But anyway, multiple brain regions light up as part of the brain's reward system for the pathway of thinking of thankfulness and gratitude. Is the hypothalamus just kind of, boom, shot out all these neurotransmitters of serotonin and dopamine and all these pleasure chemicals. And so that they said practicing gratitude and thanksgiving actually on a daily basis throughout the day can change your brain, literally rewire it and your life. So the same area of the brain that controls emotions, behavior, also controls a higher order of thinking, and skills like that of focus and attention can be rewired simply by giving thanks. And in fact, a person's ability to analyze information can greatly benefit simply from giving thanks. Pretty amazing. The more we think about positive, thankful thoughts, the healthier and the happier we feel. So maybe scripture has something here when it says, give thanks in all circumstances. But seriously, all, in all circumstances, as in everything, as in even the bad? Look, I'm no superhero, but I've had my fair share of bad days. Broken neck, that meant barefoot water skiing was out of my life forever. And it was my life. My fiance broke up with me, and she was my life. My arms were paralyzed, couldn't hold my newborn son. Then bankruptcy, cancer, brain tumor, failed church plant. Sister had a brutal fight with alcoholism, ending in her premature death. My son now recently having his Christian quote-unquote wife walk out on him. My other son battling his demons with drugs, the law, crime. Thank God he's through that. My wife battling depression, chronic back disability. And trust me, I could go on and on. Because it's called life. But in everything, give thanks. It does a body good. And in fact, it does a body, soul, and spirit good. In giving thanks to God in all things, I am admitting we live in a sinful world, but that God is still ultimately in control and worth serving regardless of circumstances. And as verse 18 says, for this is God's will for you. Our will in God is to proclaim to the fallen world, to the sinful world, to the demonic world, that he is worthy to be praised. It's easy to praise on sunny days. It's on the bad days when you praise him. That's his will, so that we also prove his worth in our life and through our tongue, regardless of what's going on. Is God worthy of praise and thanksgiving? Just watch me. And what happens? In verse 19, it says, you will not quench the Spirit. It means you will have God's Spirit in you in greater form and in your life by simply giving thanks. When you give thanks, you invite a greater presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Because what is the secret of thanksgiving, especially in hard times? Here's the secret. It is the ultimate act of faith. And His Spirit shows up big time. Through faith, we move mountains. Through faith, we heal the sick. We see financial blessings. Through faith, we see revivals. Look, when it comes down to hard times, especially hard times, think thanks in all things. And to my listeners this fine holiday weekend, happy Thanksgiving. And in all things, give thanks.